Lecture topic, current fitness, part 1.
تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى وقال تعالى في مقام آخر والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر ذراعا بذراع حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لاتبعتموهم قالوا اليهود والنصارى يا رسول الله قال فمن وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ليأتين على أمتي كما أتى على بني إسرائيل حذو النعل بالنعل حتى إن كان منهم من أتى أمه علانية لكان في أمتي من يصنع ذلك وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يا أبا سفيان جئتكم بخير الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable علماء اكرام Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, we know very well that every person that comes in this dunya is desirous of a good stay and a pleasant stay in this dunya. The believer believes that he will be questioned in the grave and ultimately he will have to stand up before Allah and either a positive statement or decision will be made for him or either Jahannam. That is why he is desirous of a good stay in this dunya, a wonderful stay in the qabr, and a favorable decision on the day of Qiyamah. A kafir only believes in this dunya, so his desire is that as long as I live, till my last breath, I must have a good, healthy, prosperous, blissful life. Now just as this is our desire, wallah, this is the very same desire that Allah has for his entire creation, that how our life in this world can be wonderful, can be a pleasure, our stay in the grave can be wonderful, and likewise a favorable decision can be made for us on the day of Qiyamah. The only difference is that unfortunately what Allah Rabbul Izzat out of His complete and divine knowledge has decided and defined as a good life for us, man out of his ignorance and arrogance has decided the direct opposite as a good life for himself. What Allah has defined and decided as good for you, man out of his ignorance and arrogance, innahu kana zaluman jahula. Allah says man is ignorant. He has decided the direct opposite. And as long as he will not shift from his thinking and come back onto the divine guidance of Allah, he will suffer in this dunya and akhirat. Allah Rabbul Izzat out of his divine knowledge said that zina is haram. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا Allah said, zina is evil, do not come close to it, it is immorality and it is the most evil path. Man felt that this was putting an end to his, this was restricting his freedom. The freedom that Allah had given him, he felt that Allah was interfering with his freedom. So he felt that zina must be made available and accessible. Because of which Allah brought about this killer sickness, which is taking the lives of thousands of people. And if we take our conference that was held in the country now 2 weeks ago, The outcome of the conference was not to stop zina or fornication, but rather the drug that is available to challenge the sickness, the price of it must be reduced. That was the outcome of the conference where billions of rands was invested. The sickness that has come about is directly related to the violation of the orders of Allah. Take the aspect of polygamy, which the West disapproves of. But up to this day, there isn't one incident where a man developed AIDS because of having relation with three women which were in his nikah through proper sahih nikah. Whereas today, a man having relation with two women develops the illness, not because having relation with two women, but having relation with two women unlawfully, illegally. Take the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam that came prior. Apart from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, according to the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, had 100 wives. And as long as man will not understand that this is because of deviating from the command of Allah, he will keep on paying the price. What we've seen is the tip of the iceberg. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِذَا فَشَ الزِّنَا فِي قَوْمٍ كَثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَوْتِ. When zina will become prevalent, death will become prevalent in common. The teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the teachings of Allah and Allah's Nabi is so clear that الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدًا. That adulteress and adulterer, when the zina is confirmed, then give them 100 lashes. And Allah says, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. When carrying out this command of Allah, let not mercy overpower you in lashing these people, because kindness to the criminal is oppression to the innocent. And Allah's hukam with regards to zina is very different. Generally in Islam, the ahkam demand tasattur. Cover it, conceal it in a very discreet manner. But with regards to the penalty of zina, the Quran says, وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When zina has been confirmed, announce the venue and let the believers come and witness the consequences of the violation of the divine command of Allah. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this act happened, and that woman Imra'atul Ghamidiyya came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I will be responsible, respected brothers and mothers. A man Allah has given him so much, that never mind him, his generations to come can live off the wealth that he has. What has happened to us? Are we dying out of poverty that we have to send our daughters to these institutions where they have been targeted with nasty and evil glances from morning till evening? One alim asked, one brother told an alim, Molana, make dua for my daughter. She's studying in university. Make dua, Allah must keep her chaste. So Molana said, bhai, you are asking me to make dua for a person that is walking in water, his feet mustn't be wet. That's what you are asking me. A man walking in water, his feet must not be wet. That's the question you are asking me. O Nabi of Allah, inni zanaytu fa aqim alayya al-hadda. I have committed zina, but restlessness has come about into me, O Nabi of Allah. According to the Islamic ruling, because nikah was performed, so rajam will take place, pelt me, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came as a mercy unto mankind, said, that you have committed the wrong, we cannot be cruel to that innocent fetus that is in your womb. When you deliver the child, then you come back to me. After this woman delivers this child, if she wanted, she could have said, I came to the Nabi of Allah. But this is the pure, clean teachings of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he inquires, the Sahaba asks, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ خَيْرٌ لِلنِّسَى. What is best for woman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go and ask Fatima radiallahu anha. When Fatima radiallahu anha was questioned with this question, she said, O Nabi of Allah, لا يرين الرجال ولا يرونهن. The best gift that any father can give to his daughter or any brother to his sister or any husband to his wife. The Nabi of Allah on the tongue of the Queen of the Woman of Jannah, لا يرين الرجال ولا يرونهن, that her sight does not fall on any strange man and no strange man's sight falls on her. أقرب ما تكون من وجه ربها وهي في قعر بيتها. The Nabi of Allah says, there is no piece of land on the face of this earth, be it Makkah or Medina, where a woman can enjoy the closeness of her Allah more than her house. The closest any woman is to her Allah is when she is in the confines of a house. That is why the poet says, Ya Ukhti, La Tarfa'i Anki Al-Khimara Fatandami. Ya Ukhti, La Tarfa'i Anki Al-Khimara Fatandami. Suni Jamalaki In Aratti Karama. Oh my sister, don't remove that veil if you want the honor of Allah that He has preserved for you on the day of Qiyamah. Suni Jamalaki, preserve your beauty and restrict it for your husband and no one else. Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us, because the male is smiling with so much strange woman, when he comes home, there's no more energy left for him to smile with his wife. Why? Because from morning, from the time he caught the bus, in his lunch break, in his office hours, behind his counter, he was only smiling with strange woman. So when he comes home, he hasn't got time to smile with that woman that is anxiously anticipating his arrival. That is why Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah has written, get your daughter married to a muttaqi. In ahabbaha akramaha. If he loves her, there will be mutual agreement and understanding. However, if he dislikes her, his taqwa won't allow him to oppress her. If he dislikes her and there's problems, and it is bound to happen. Like one brother said, Maulana, marriage is like the weather. Sometimes it's hot and next minute there's clouds. Sometimes it's raining for 1 week, but the sun comes out. But you have to bear it patiently. In ahabbaha akramaha, if he has muhabbat, they will live with understanding. But if there's misunderstanding and there's difficulties and there's ups and downs, his taqwa won't allow him to oppress that girl. Why? Because he fears Allah. And this is what the Nabi of Allah has asked Allah. Allahumma qsim lana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asiyatik. Oh Allah, we ask you, give us that amount of your fear which becomes an obstacle in disobeying you. You tell a man, boy, yeah, there's someone has offered wine. He says, no, I'm a Muslim. He has that amount of iman which will not allow him to even entertain the thought of consuming wine. But now when it comes to business and he is lying in his business, his iman is not of that level to prevent him from lies. So, oh Allah, give us that amount of taqwa, and we also make it now, say Ameen, brothers. Oh Allah, give us that amount of taqwa that becomes an obstacle in your disobedience. When that woman delivers that child and she comes back, the Nabi of Allah, who did not oppress the animal kingdom, where is he going to oppress this child? وَعَلَى الْوَالِدَاتُ يُرْضِعْنَ أَوْلَادَهُنَّ حَوْلَيْنِ كَامِلَيْنِ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يُتِمَّ الرَّضَاعَةَ. Take this child and do not deprive this masoom child of the nutrition that the mother, that Allah has kept in the milk of the mother. أَدَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا دَافِعًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ وَبَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ. That provisions that Allah has made on the chest of the mother. Wherever Allah Pak tested insan, when he had to leave the dunya, the form of sustenance was through the navel. Allah Pak made him leave the womb of his mother, and Allah Pak closed one door, and Allah Pak opened two avenues on the chest of his mother. When the period of suckling the child had terminated, and now the mother was not to suckle the child, Allah closed the two avenues and Allah opened the four doors of this dunya, that now don't restrict this child to milk and cereal, now you can give him biryani and you can give him whatever you want to. And when it was time to leave this dunya, it became difficult for him to pass with the four avenues that Allah had opened. So Allah said, make sabr on this and the eight doors of Jannah are open for you. This woman, after she suckles her child, she comes back to the Nabi of Allah according to the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, where the child is eating solid. And the Nabi of Allah says, now carry out the command of Allah. And in the process, when Rajam was taking place and she was being pelted, she passes away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, now give her ghusl and kafan. And the janazah was brought. The sifts were formed. The Nabi of Allah was about to say, Allahu Akbar, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu taps him on his shoulder and says, Tusalli alayha ya Rasulallah wa qad zanat. O Nabi of Allah, you are the cream of Allah's creation. And this is an adulteress. Are you such a pak makhluk of Allah going to lead the janazah of this woman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, don't judge this woman on the wrong that she has done. Wallah, judge her on the tawbah that she has made. Wallahi laqad tabat tawbatan law qusimat bayna sab'een min ahli al-madina. She has made such a tawbah, and Allah is so pleased that on her tawbah at this moment 70 people's maghfirat can be made. Allah out of his divine knowledge said that zina is haram. Man felt that Allah was interfering. Allah said that gambling is haram. Maulana brought it to our notice. What is the condition of our children? And look at the advertisement, the board advertising, you are 5 minutes away to the next casino by limousine, 2 minutes only. That means, come on, how can you miss it? You're so close. The Quran says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, consuming of wine and gambling is all forms of vice, evil, violation, impurity. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ, abstain from it so that you can be successful. Man with his ignorance and arrogance says that we have invented the lottery so that we can help people. Do it and gamble so that you can be successful. The Quran is saying abstain so that you can be successful. Brothers, today the entire dunya is at war with Allah. Our thinking has shifted not away from Quran and Hadith, but it has come onto the direct opposite of Quran and Hadith. The Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That when a person's life has been taken in exchange of his life, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ one for one, الْحُرُّ بِالْحُرِّ وَالْعَبْدُ بِالْعَبْدِ. A person's life will be taken. Allah says, one for one, by carrying out this command of Allah and establishing this death penalty, you will be preserving and protecting your life. And Allah addresses insan at that time, Ya ulil albab, O people of intelligence, I'm sure you can understand this. What Allah Pak has addressed as the protecting and preserving of our lives. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Iqamatu haddim min hududillah. Iqamatu haddim min hududillah. Khayrum min matari arba'een sabahan fi biladillah. O kama qal. Establishing of this command, there are four hudud. One is when a person has committed zina. One is when a person has consumed wine. One is when a person is guilty of accusing someone of zina. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, where the Quran makes mention of accusing innocent, chaste women of zina. According to one riwayat of Tibrani, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَذْفُ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ يَهْدِمُ عَمَلَ مِئَةَ سَنَةٍ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. That accusing a chaste woman of zina will destroy the piety of 100 years. And when a person is guilty of stealing, this is referred to as hudud, where the divine penalty has been decided by Allah. And with regards to the other ahkam, we have ta'zirat, where it has been handed over to the qazi, the Muslim judge. Whatever is suitable according to the situation, he will carry out respectively. However, the Nabi of Allah says, establishing this command, where if a person is guilty of zina, to pelt him or to lash him, is more beneficial for that country than 40 days of beneficial rain. Now what the Nabi of Allah is terming as more beneficial than 40 days of rain, today's arrogant man doesn't acknowledge it as beneficial, but rather challenges it and says it's barbaric. Can we imagine, respected brothers and elders, how we have shifted? Our whole thinking has shifted away from the divine guidance of Allah and Allah's Nabi. Allah Pak makes mention in the Quran of that person. One day I was sitting and Allah Pak put this in my mind. Allah speaks about that person whom man terms as lucky and fortunate. And then Allah Pak speaks about that person whom Allah terms as lucky and fortunate. And Allah uses the same description. Allah speaks about Qarun. When Qarun was walking with his people, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون. What him had his wealth and his servants, and it was very striking to the eye. The Quran says those who were desirous of the world, which the Nabi of Allah said, يأتي على الناس الزمان. The riwayat is in Kanzul Ummal. A time is to dawn upon insan. هممهم بطونهم شرفهم متاعهم قبلتهم نساؤهم دينهم دراهمهم ودنانيرهم أولئك شرار الخلق لا خلاق لهم عند الله. A time is to come where a man's entire thinking, ability, capacity, health, wealth, strength will only be focused in how I can fill my belly with the best of this dunya. Whether it means or it demands I must snatch the rights of orphans. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Allah says you are not eating that man's rice, you are filling your stomach with the fire of Jahannam. The choice is how much you want to fill your belly. Luqman alayhi salam told his son, يَا بُنَيَّ لِيَكُنْ جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِ بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. Have that amount of guts and courage in violating the commands of Allah. How much tolerance you have in accepting and persevering the punishment of Allah. According to that you can do. Himamuhum butunuhum, sharafuhum mata'uhum. Their honor will revolve around the material progress. Qiblatuhum nisa'uhum, the sense of direction will be the woman. Deenuhum darahimuhum wa dananiruhum, their religion will be their wealth. Dola jalla jalaluhu ran amma nawaluhu. أولئك شرار الخلق لا خلاق لهم عند الله. This is the words of Allah's creation. What was the thinking of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Nabi alayhi salam thinking for the entire ummah was, من أصبح منكم معافا في جسده آمنا في سربه عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها أي جمعت له بتمامها. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you got up in the morning, you are healthy, you have shelter above you. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi says, what is shelter? كُلُّ مَا عَلَاكَ فَأَضَلَّكَ فَهُوَ سَقْفٌ وَكُلُّ مَا أَقَلَّكَ فَهُوَ أَرْضٌ وَكُلُّ مَا سَتَرَكَ مِنْ جِهَاتِكَ الْأَرْبَعْ فَهُوَ جِدَارٌ فَإِذَا اتَّصَلَتْ وَانْتَظَمَتْ فَهُوَ بَيْتٌ. Whatever covers you from the top is a roof, whatever you're standing on is the ground, and whatever covers you from four sides is a wall. When these three things are put together, it is a house. You got up, you are healthy, you have shelter above you, and Nabi alayhi salam says you have food to take you across the day. It's the words of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَأَنَّمَا حُيِّزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِيرِهَا. Wallah, it is as though Allah Pak has exclusively given you alone all the good of this entire dunya. Now if we can get up with that frame of mind and open our shop, keeping that as our limit. In fact, there won't be need for us to perhaps open our shop for a few months. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters into the garden of one sahabi and he takes a date and he starts eating. And Ibn Umar is what? So he tells him, مَا لَكَ يَبْنَ عُمَرْ لَا تَأْكُلْ. Oh, Ibn Umar, join me. He says, لَا أَشْتَهِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Oh, Nabi of Allah, I do not desire date. Nabi alayhi salam says, oh Ibn Umar, for me it is not a question of desiring or not. 4 days have left, wallah, nothing has entered the stomach. Maulana was speaking about the beauty of Nabi alayhi salam. Two couplets came to my mind. One is where the poet says, شهد الأنام بفضله حتى العدا والفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء. الله أكبر. شهد الأنام بفضله حتى العدا والفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء. That the entire creation was compelled to acknowledge the excellence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the extent even the enemy of Nabi alayhi salam, as bitter as it was for him, he had to accept and acknowledge the excellence of Nabi alayhi salam. Then the poet says, the beauty of a man is not what his friend accepts, what his enemy accepts. That is the beauty of a man. What my wife says and what my children say about me, that's not my beauty. What my enemy accepts and is compelled to accept, that is the beauty. وَالْفَضْلُ مَا شَهِدَتْ بِهِ الْأَعْدَاءُ. And the poet says, after compiling couplets on the shan of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا إِمْ مَدَحْتُ مُحَمَّدًا بِمَقَالَتِي وَلَكِمْ مَدَحْتُ مَقَالَتِي بِمُحَمَّدِي. He writes a poem on the beauty of Nabi alayhi salam. Then he says, O Nabi of Allah, wallah, it is not your fortune or your good fortune that I have compiled a poem regarding your beauty. But I must thank Allah that I am lucky to have your name in my poem. It's my luck that I have your name in my poem. Allah has praised you. So praising you is not honoring you. The man who has the opportunity to praise you, it's his honor. That man whose tongue is being used for the introduction of Allah, which is the object of every ummati, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. It is our luck. And we are lucky if Allah uses our tongue to introduce Allah to the creation. Allah is introduced. Allah, everybody knows, أَذْهَرْ مِنَ الشَّمْسِ. But if Allah uses my broken, napak tongue, then I'm lucky. Allah doesn't need introduction. He speaks, his whole Quran is, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, what you see, what you can't see, what you fathom, what you cannot fathom, what has life in it, what is inanimate, everything praises me. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرٌ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنٌ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. He has created you, he has designed you. صَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ صُوَرَكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Allah has designed you, fashioned you, as he so wished. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who gets up in the morning in that condition, it is as though the good of the entire dunya has been given to him. So Qarun is walking. Those that are desirous of the dunya are looking at him. And what they are saying, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونُ إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. How we wish if we also had the wealth of this man. Now, the word that I want we must ponder and contemplate over is, they refer to Qarun as by saying, إِنَّهُ verily he, لَذُو the possessor, حَظٍ شَيْ عَظِيمٍ great. Verily he is the possessor of a great share. Allah uses these very same words, that he is the possessor of a great share, but not for Qarun, for someone else. And then Allah speaks, how does the believer react? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِّمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Those that had the knowledge of deen, Allah give us the true ilm, which Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ عِلْمًا أَن يَخْشَ اللَّهِ. If a man has the fear of Allah, then that is sufficient knowledge. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ عِلْمًا أَن يَخْشَ اللَّهِ. And if a man disobeys Allah, then that is sufficient ignorance. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, النَّاسُ مِنْ جِهَةِ التَّمْثِيلِ أَنْكَاءُ أَبُوهُمْ آدَمُ وَالْأُمُّ حَوَّاءُ نَفْسٌ كَنَفْسٍ وَأَرْوَاحٌ مُشَاكَلَةٌ وَأَعْظَمٌ خُلِقَتْ فِيهِمْ وَأَعْضَاءُ فَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَصْلِهِمْ حَسَبٌ يُفَاخِرُونَ بِهِ فَالطِّينُ وَالْمَاءُ مَا الْفَضْلُ إِلَّا لِأَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ إِنَّهُمْ عَلَى الْهُدَى لِمَنْ اسْتَهْدَى أَدِلَّاءُ وَقَدْرُ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ مَا كَانَ يُحْسِنُهُ وَلِلرِّجَالِ عَلَى الْأَفْعَالِ أَسْمَاءُ. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu used to say, insan, from the human point of view, are all equal. النَّاسُ مِنْ جِهَةِ التَّمْثِيلِ أَنْكَاءُ أَبُوهُمْ آدَمُ وَالْأُمُّ حَوَّاءُ. The father bin Adam alayhi salam and the mother bin Hawa alayhi salam. نَفْسٌ كَنَفْسٍ. We all have nafs. وَأَرْوَاحٌ مُشَاكَلَةٌ. And everyone's ruh is the same. وَأَعْظَمٌ خُلِقَتْ فِيهِمْ وَعَذَاءُ bones, flesh, etc. فَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ مِنْ أَصْلِهِمْ حَسَبٌ. If there is anybody who wants to boast amongst this insan and wants to brag about anything of what he owns, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, tell him, فَالطِّينُ وَالْمَاءُ. You started from dirty water. And look at the system of Allah. One day I was mentioning in madrasa to the students that Allah Pak commenced the journey of insan from filthy flute. Then Allah made the form of nourishment for that filthy flute something which was more napak or equally napak, and that was the blood that comes out of that woman. Allah used two such impurities which are so napak that makes ghusl compulsory, and from that Allah created the cream of his creation. Man, if he wants to make something tasty, on a small scale, if a woman wants to prepare a delicious meal, she wants to make biryani, she has to use valuable and expensive ingredients. Saffron is going to be used. Man, number one, cannot create. But even if he wants to design something beautiful, he needs valuable ingredients. Allah uses such napak ingredients. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. We design man in the best of appearances. Allah's qudrat. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, if anybody has honor, it is the one that has the knowledge of deen. These are those that are honored. How does those that have ilm reacted? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Those that have the knowledge of deen said, woe be to you. A believer is one who focuses on akhirat. The life of a kafir, Allah has summed up in one verse, which is the greatest fitna. Allah Pak speaks, what is the life of a kafir? One verse. The Quran in its jami'iyyah, as concise as it is, volumes can be written on this one verse of the Quran. أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. O Nabi of Allah, that kafir obeys his nafs and obeys his evil as Allah ought to be obeyed. That is why when it comes to the evil and the wrong that today the West are promoting is not only violating the laws of Allah, but wallah is violating the laws of nature. We spoke about zina, that is not all. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Quran says they have made their nafs their ilah. And the nafs only takes towards evil. If the nafs demands zina, they will fornicate. If the nafs demands gambling, they will gamble. If the nafs demands consuming wine, they will consume. There is no barrier. The nafs only demands evil. And the Quran says they obey their nafs as I, that is Allah, was supposed to be obeyed. The Nabi of Allah tells us of something that is more worrying. لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Following of nafs. What is the end? Where is it going to lead a man to? The riwayat of Tirmidhi Sharif, second volume, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, all the fitnas that came on Bani Israel is going to come upon this ummat. Be it the ummat da'wat or the ummat ijabat. Hatta in kana minhum man ata ummahu alaniya, lakana fi ummati man yasna'u dhalik. To the extent, what we're talking of incest today, zina bil maharim, if a man in the previous nations slept with his mother, wallah, in my ummah, people will share the bed with their own mothers. And the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سُنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ. You will follow the nations that preceded you, inch by inch, step by step. حتى لو دخلوا جحر ضب لاتبعتموهم. To the extent that if they entered the hole of a lizard, which is apparently contradicting with every form of logic, but because they did it, لاتبعتموهم, knowing not why they went in that hole, because they did it, you'll also join and you'll also enter the hole. Sahaba ikram said, قالوا اليهود والنصارى يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, when you are saying the nations that preceded us, do you refer to the Yahud and the Nasara? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ فَمَنْ If not them, then who else? أَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ نَبِيٍّ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَنْ قُلْ لِقَوْمِكَ لَا تَدْخُلُوا مَدَاخِلَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَرْكَبُوا مَرَاكِبَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَلْبَسُوا مَلَابِسَ أَعْدَائِي وَلَا يَطْعَمُوا مَطَائِمَ أَعْدَائِي فَيَكُونُوا أَعْدَائِي كَمَا هُمْ أَعْدَائِي. Allah send revelation on the Nabi. Tell your nation not to dress like my enemies, not to conduct their lives like my enemies, not to make their homes like my enemies. If they're going to resemble them like that and eat like them, love like them, dress like them, then the chances are just as they are my enemies, you also will become my enemy. Our thinking has shifted. The point that I'm driving home today is, brothers and sisters, we have to bring our understanding in total accordance to the divine commands of Allah. If a person will shift it and his logic contrary to that of the commands of Allah and Allah's Rasul, a father in his house will pay the consequences, a teacher in his school will pay it, a president in his country will pay it, and the entire dunya, if they will shift, they will pay the price. Whoever, in whatever form, will come onto the pattern of Nabi alayhi salam, Allah will show him the guidance and the doors of hidayat opening in this dunya. The Nabi of Allah, what has he defined as a good home? And what have you and I defined as a good home? A house where there is best of furniture, where the blinds and the tiles are matching, where everything is striking. The Nabi of Allah says, خَيْرُ بَيْتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ بَيْتٌ فِيهِ يَتِيمٌ يُحْسَنُ إِلَيْهِ. The riwayat of Ibn Majah, the best Muslim house is that house wherein there is one orphan who eats there every day. That house which has an orphan, be it a hut or be it a palace, the Nabi of Allah, the وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى, the words of Allah, the Nabi of Allah says there is no better home on the face of this earth than that house. One person comes to Nabi alayhi salam, شَكَى رَجُلٌ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَصْوَةَ قَلْبِهِ. O Nabi of Allah, my heart is gone very hard. I listen to the talks of Allah and Allah's Rasul, but it does not impress on me. Nabi alayhi salam says, إِمْسَحْ رَأْسَ الْيَتِيمِ. O my Sahabi, it looks like you are not taking care of the orphan. Bring the orphan close to you. إِنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِفْتَاحٌ وَمِفْتَاحُ الْجَنَّةِ حُبُّ الْمَسَاكِينِ. Every door has a key. The key of Jannah is the love of the poor. Sahaba Ikram, Nabi alayhi salam gave a bayan. Everybody started crying. Zayd radiallahu anhu could not cry. I always mention, in the time of Nabi alayhi salam, the one that could not cry felt odd. Allah forgive, in our situation, the one that cries is odd. In the time of Nabi alayhi salam, the person that couldn't cry was odd. O Nabi of Allah, I don't know, I cannot cry. I'm deprived. Today a man is deprived of crying before Allah. And he does not feel he is deprived, which wallah is more serious than being deprived. A man cannot cry, he doesn't feel he lacks anything. And yet, that very same man has such attachment to dunya, one pair of his shoes can get stolen in the masjid, he will cry in such a way that people will have to knock his door and console him. But that very same man, himself, his wife and his children, haven't seen namaz for the last 20 years, not one day there was any form of sorrow on his face. Nabi alayhi salam says, قَصْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ جُمُودُ الْعَيْنِ مِنْ قَصْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَقَصْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ مِنْ كَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ وَكَثْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ وَنِسْيَانُ الْمَوْتِ مِنْ طُولِ الْأَمَلِ وَطُولِ الْأَمَلِ مِنْ حُبِّ الدُّنْيَا وَحُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيئَةٍ. جُمُودُ الْعَيْنِ, the lack of tears is because of a hard-heartedness. وَقَصْوَةُ الْقَلْبِ, hard-heartedness is because of excessive sinning. وَكَثَّتُ الذُّنُوبِ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ الْمَوْتِ, an excessive sinning is because of unawareness of death. And unawareness of death only comes when a man becomes ambitious in this world. And a man only becomes ambitious when he loves this dunya, and when he loves it, it is the root of every evil. What the Nabi of Allah has termed as poison, we have termed as medication. How can we ever earn the pleasure of Allah? How can the ummah prosper, which the Nabi of Allah has termed as poison, you and I are terming it as medication. What he's saying we must run from, we are bringing it closer to us. Coming back to that incident of Qarun, This is what the Quran says, that's how the believer reacts. And the next day Allah Pak showed them that Qarun was walking. He refused to pay his zakat. He was very knowledgeable with reference to the riwayat of Jalalain. He had iman. كان أعلم الناس بالتوراة بعد موسى وهارون. He was the most knowledgeable man of the Torah after Musa and Harun alayhi salam. Allah blessed them with nabuwat. Allah did not make him a nabi. He was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam according to the riwayat of Jalalain, which led to jealousy and then led to kufr. Allah told Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, the land is at your command. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. He was walking with those very same people. Musa alayhi salam ordered the earth to split. Those very same people who were extending an envious eye at this man yesterday, today with his wealth, with his honor, they seen him sinking into the earth. فَمَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِئَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. At that time it became evident. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ أي هُنَالِكَ عُلِمَ أَنَّ الْوَلَايَةَ لِلَّهِ. It became evident that the control is only of Allah. And nobody can assist and divert and avert the decision that Allah has sent. Now who does Allah term as lucky? The very same words that Allah has used, what these kuffar said for Qarun, Allah uses it for who He says is lucky. Allah makes mention in the Quran, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. That answer rudeness with kindness, hatred with love. This was the general hukam of the Quran. وإن عاقبتم فعاقبوا بمثل ما عوقبتم به. If someone hurts you, you can hurt him equivalent to how much harm was caused to you. But ولئن صبرتم له خير للصابرين. If you make sabr, it is better. And with regards to the Nabi of Allah, there is no option. وَاسْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Your akhlaq demands nothing but sabr. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّئَةِ نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. O Nabi of Allah, you only answer their rudeness with kindness, patience and tolerance. We know, نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. We know exactly what they are saying. فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Whoever forgives and overlooks, like they say, Allah gives and forgives, man gets and forgets. Allah gives and forgives, man gets and he forgets. The one that will forgive, Allah Pak will forgive him. One person spoke ill of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is standing there and he's speaking, he's criticizing. Abu Bakr is silent, Nabi alayhi salam is silent. Again he passed an evil remark, again Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is silent. On the third instance when he passed an evil remark, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, it is but correct, the Quran has given me the authority to speak back, and he spoke back. When he spoke back, the Nabi of Allah stood up and he walked away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, this man spoke bad of me, I kept silent on two occasions. On the third time, I felt it was just but correct that I answer, and I respond to his criticism, and when I did so, you stood up and you walked away. Nabi alayhi salam said, O Abu Bakr, when you were silent, Jibreel was speaking. You started speaking, Jibreel went away, I also had to go. If you are quiet, Allah will handle it. أَنَا مَلِكُ الْمُلُوكُ وَقُلُوبُ الْمُلُوكُ بِيَدِي. I am the king of kings, and the heart of every king is in my hand. فَلَا تَشْغَلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ عَلَى الْمُلُوكِ. Don't be foolish to curse him, because he's there because of your amal. Sort your amal out and I'll put the right man there. Change your approach and I'll put the right man there. Allah says, this type of akhlaq, that is answering rudeness with kindness, hatred with love, ignorance with tolerance. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. The one who develops this type of akhlaq, that can fill مَنْ قَطَعَكْ أُعْفُ عَمْ مَنْ ظَلَمَكْ أَحْسِنْ إِلَى مَنْ أَسَاءَ إِلَيْكْ. That can humble his pride and give up all the politics that exist in families that have broken our families into bits and pieces, and can humble himself for the pleasure of Allah and go and meet his Muslim brother. Allah says the one that has that akhlaq, in my eyes, he is the lucky one. Allah uses the exact description which those kuffar used for the wealth of Qarun. How you are looking at him to be lucky. Allah says, in my eyes, the one that has that akhlaq, which you and I say, Kibai, this poor guy is forever, he can't speak anything, he's always defeated, he's always overpowered, he never retaliates. In the eyes of Allah, this is that lucky one. Allah bless us with that akhlaq. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in the hadith, as I was mentioning in the beginning, that as we are desirous of a good life, Allah has the very same desire for us. And Allah desires it in this world, qabr and akhirat. And on the tongue of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has explained it. Ya Mu'az, in aratta aisha al-su'ada, wa meetata al-shuhada, wa najata yawm al-hashri, wal amna yawm al-khawfi, wal nura yawm al-zulumat, wal zilla yawm al-harur, والري يوم العتش والهدى يوم الظلالة فادرس القرآن فإنه ذكر الرحمن فإنه ذكر الرحمن وحرز من الشيطان ورجحان في الميزان. O Mu'adh, if you want a happy life in this world, a blissful life, a life with peace and understanding, the ayat al-karima that I recited in the beginning, today the greatest...
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.